What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Tonight on Braxton Family Values, we've got baby boys, cock-a-doodle-doos, a random appearance from Birdman, plus drama, all on AfterBuzz TV, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like the way this feel, man. I love the way this feel, boy.
Hold on.
Hey, this got me ready for a vacation in the islands.
Right?
Who is it singing?
Ashanti.
Ashanti.
You know what?
And we have Ashanti in the house tonight.
Ashanti. Ashanti.
They're
Ashanti.
Not going to let me live this
down.
A legend.
Ashanti's a legend.
I mean, I'll take that. I am a legend.
Yo. Let me tell you something. You never know who you're going to see on AfterBuzz TV. I tell you that right now. Because I came into work tonight expecting to see Rich, Brittany, and our newest host, Jay Lamar. And I'm your girl, McCall Hall. But Jay Lamar, bringing something to the table right off the bat, reminded us that Brittany looks just like Ashanti.
Do you think so?
What do you guys think?
Get that side profile.
Can you catch it? I don't see it, but she's beautiful, so.
You look just like.
I'll take it.
Okay. Scoot closer to Rich.
All right.
Okay. Check do you look like Ashanti?
What them sideburns at, though?
I don't have the sideburns, thankfully.
Next week, though, she's going to have them. We're going to paste a little something down here. And the sideburns going to be off. They're going to be on their pocket.
I bring some edge control.
Maybe
I'll,
you know.
You do look like Ashanti. Mm-hmm. And in that spirit, engineer, I feel like we need just 30 more seconds of a dance break. Can we just get 30 more seconds?
You know, just. Nice. We need some more Ashanti.
My first real love.
Dirty
one. DJ Rich's guy is my first real love. Okay. Way too much fun on a Thursday night at AfterBuzz TV. No, I'm just kidding. You guys, once again, welcome to AfterBuzz TV presents Braxton Family Values. Episode, I can't even remember, but I think it's called Episode 6 and 7. Thank you so much, Engineer. Next week, Episode 8 is the season finale. Once again, this is AfterBuzz TV, and we have a full deck. We started off with two, then we flipped that brick to three bricks. Now we got four bricks.
Now I am your first brick.
I am McCall Hall, a.k.a. the McCall Hall of Fame. And to my left, we have our newest addition.
I'm the second brick. Jay Lamar in the building.
Brick.
And I guess I'll be the third. Will, maybe, kind of?
Third brick.
Brittany, a.k.a. Ashanti, since I guess that's my new name.
Yes. It's murder.
And I am number four.
The tail
brick.
Richie Sky.
The sexy brick. Damn you, sexy brick. Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute, I didn't say that about me.
You said, ooh, but you know what? Here's the thing. He gets sexier to me the more I work with him. This is my first day with you. You cute.
Just kidding. You gotta work your way up. You know,
but keep coming and the sexy will just climb.
You know, Richie Scott started off as cute with me, but now he just
that
sexy
because so
he show up to work every week. So in that spirit, we missed last week. Mm-hmm. See, what had happened was we had got double booked. So we're gonna do this a little bit differently. Last week was episode 6, tonight 7, but I do want to just real quickly just get your guys' reactions to episode 6. So some of the big things that happened. Number one, we found out the gender of Tracy's grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We saw Vince show his...
My prediction was right.
Your prediction was right. We saw Vince. Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing that happened?
I have it that Tracy and Tawanda.
The double date. So I'm going to just speak on the double date part because I do want to get into our most recent episode. The gentleman that Trina's going out with, mm-hmm. in my opinion, seems a little too old.
I thought the
for
same
her,
thing.
For her, even though they literally could be the same age.
Yeah.
But I think they're just a little like.
His energy, his
spirit,
felt old.
His energy and spirit mm-hmm. was a little too old for me.
But he looked a lot older than her too.
Yeah. Opposites attract.
He looked like he could be like stepdaddy.
Yeah, opposites attract. So he gives us that calm, respectful, grown man compared mm. to Gabe, who she was married to, who was to me very
a child molester.
Yes,
ooh,
yes,
mm.
yes, 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 yes. I call him a FaceTime porno star.
Yeah, I think, you know, but Trina needs somebody that's strong and is not going to take her walking all over him. So maybe.
Oh, and he seemed like he was strong because he was very much so not into the game.
I think
games.
That's what she needs. Yeah,
she wants a daddy.
Definitely, Rich. What did you think about?
She wanted a daddy.
You thought he was a good match for her though. Like when you heard that Tracy, or excuse me, Trina. I don't know why I always get those two mixed up. When you heard that Trina had a man, mm-hmm. and she was going to reveal this gentleman. Was he what you thought in your head?
Well, here's the thing.
Because remember Black Nasty. Black Nasty.
I feel like he was a pushover.
Black Nasty was a pushover?
I feel like he was a pushover for some reason.
He was a Black Nasty pushover.
I think so, too.
I'll
take it.
I feel like, you know, sometimes people, when you go from one thing, you go to the other extreme. You know what I'm saying? So maybe she's looking for a daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking for somebody that could take control.
He wore a whole suit on a date. That's a daddy.
Wait, he did? I thought he had on some jeans.
No,
wait,
he had a suit. What you talking about?
He had on a jacket.
Jay Lamar.
He had on a suit. Well, okay, Jay Lamar. Jacket. You know what I'm saying? He had a suit jacket, okay?
Yes,
now, wait. Now, let me tell you something. I know it's your first night, but damn it, you got to be paying attention.
Well, he was sitting down the majority of the time. I seen a suit jacket.
Now, jeans and a suit jacket ain't quite a suit.
Somebody run the tape back.
It's a casual look.
Run the tape back.
It's a casual
run
look.
Run the tape back, okay?
It's a casual look.
He's in his ground. That's funny.
It's a casual look. Are we happy or sad or indifferent about a baby boy joining the family?
I was hoping for a girl. They got a lot of boys, it seems like.
They got a lot of girls. I feel like I'm
happy.
Right.
But the most previous generation were all boys. Tony's sons,
yes.
Trina's sons,
oh, yeah. Logan.
Tracy got Logan, like, yeah. They all got sons. So the next generation, they need to bring some more girls in.
We need the Braxton sisters 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, maybe Kevin will just have another one real quick.
He probably will.
Well, this is the first great grandbaby, so it's only the start of the clan.
True.
Just wait until Logan has a little something. Oh, my God. Can you, like, Logan's 4. Like, one day he's going to be old. Oh, God. Never.
That's funny. I was like, where's she going with this?
You know what I didn't share with you guys? If you disagree with anything that I'm saying, and most of y'all do, and it's okay. Like, I've learned to live with it. I don't care. I don't give a damn what y'all think. But if you disagree with anything I say or you love what they say, please follow us at AfterBuzz TV across the board, particularly in, YouTube, because I read those comments and I do shout out all of our YouTube fans at the end of the season, which is next week. Surprise, surprise.
It is. And you know what so else fast. They should be following?
What should they be following?
Let me tell y'all. Y'all should be following Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Tell us about it.
Podcast edition. Listen, let me tell you, this is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets, tips on how to be better in all aspects of your lives.
Say it sexy.
From health and wellness to career, relationship, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. So log on to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is for free. Be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let her know that it was the crew from the Braxton Family Values that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition comes out tomorrow.
So tomorrow, tell Maria Menounos that the Braxton Family
The Braxton Family Valuables.
Valuables.
Oh, okay.
Team name.
I forgot that. I'm getting so old.
Crew name.
Tell Maria Menounos that the Braxton Family Valuables sent you to her.
For the free 99.
For the free 99.
I need all that.
Free
advice.
Free advice at that.
Yeah.
From somebody who knows.
She does. You know what else I know?
Tell us.
This sounds like it's about to be juicy.
Uh-oh. I'm sick of Tamar and Vince. Because it's like, there's a saying, life is not meant to be lived on the fence. If you're going to file for divorce...
I agree with you on that.
Be on one side of it or the other.
Right.
Either you're married.
Don't be lukewarm.
Like they say it in Maryland. Either you're married or you're not. Mm-hmm. Why in the hell was Vince waiting in the wings during episode 6?
Yes, waiting in the wings.
Waiting in the wings
he
for Logan to act up.
Eyeball just staring at
the guy. I just want to talk about that before we get into this most recent episode.
I feel like with their relationship, since they have so much going on together, that it's kind of hard to separate the business endeavors, the families just up front mm-hmm. right now. It's going to take a little bit of time. And I think that for him, I think he really does feel bad for the actions that he did and the things he did to Tamar and the family, but he still wants to be there. He doesn't want to miss out. I'm not Team Vince, though.
Yes, you are.
I am not Team Vince.
You got it tatted on your back.
I'm going to get the tatted on my forehead.
Stop. What happened to that boy?
I can't.
Brittany, what were you going to say?
I was
say,
is it that or is it a bad habit? You know? Mm. I mean, when you're attached to somebody for so long, sometimes you just keep going back.
Sometimes you can become soul tied.
That's it. True.
Sometimes you can become soul tied. Now, I encourage you guys, if you have a smartphone, a cellular device with internet or laptop, computer, any access to the World Wide Web, Google soul ties.
Yeah.
It is a very unique term and theory. But the more I research it, more I do believe that it is.
Oh, it's absolutely real.
And I kind of thought it was for fluff. I thought it was somebody making up something.
It chills, but you saying it. Cause yeah. I mean, it is.
You're preaching tonight, sis.
But yes, I think that, so this is what God told me. Yes. God told me
that
Tamar Braxton and Vincent Herbert, they are deeper than deep. They're deeper than 6 feet. They are soul tied. Soul tied, soul tied your shoes.
Shut up, Honda.
Hallelujah.
Y'all didn't know I could speak in tongues.
I didn't know that.
I can't. Church people, don't come for me.
Let them use it.
I know.
Let them use it.
Right.
I just think it's a mess. From a viewer's perspective, it just looks like a mess.
It
does. I hate to say that, because I like them. But listen, here's the thing, okay? Let's just be real. We've seen all of this play out on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have. So then to kind of see the backtracking happen on the show, which could be your platform to explain exactly what's going on to the general public to sort of close the loop on this whole situation. She could sit right in a confessional and say, hey, guys, you know, we don't know what we're doing right now.
Right.
But what I do know is that we're trying to make it work. That's it. That's all you got to say, because that would be so much cleaner than what we're seeing right now. This not showing up in the confessional, this whole decision to not even talk about it with your sisters when they have had to talk about every single thing that has popped up and you've been the ringleader for that. Like, I'm definitely pro Tamar. Let me just tell y'all that. But at the same time, I feel like you gotta own up to your stuff.
You gotta own it. And I mentioned this a few weeks ago. She hadn't been doing her confessional. She hadn't been showing up.
Nope.
And I just made this assumption and prediction that the next time we saw Tamar, she'd be bald headed. And here we are seeing her looking like Little Mo.
What was that last rant about? Do y'all know? Where she was on IG.
Can you live with it? Loving me for life.
Wait, can we just pause for a second? Because I feel like you can really sing.
No, I can't.
I think you can play with us, but I think you can really.
I can't. Finish your thought, girl.
You gonna go on tour.
I can't remember what I was saying.
Well, I remember what I was saying.
Did y'all see that recently? An IG live rant. Do you guys know what that
Tamar?
Was?
Oh,
Tamar?
Oh, that was she was on IG Live?
Yeah, she was doing a... Do you recall
Rich,
what it was
that's
about?
Your home.
She was just like, I can't something.
But I don't know what she was talking about.
That's what I was asking. Okay.
Maybe they didn't have the Cream of Nature formula products that
she likes. I was thinking maybe her edges
store.
Ain't grow back. And she was like, I can't take it. My edges ain't come back.
But
I'm
here's
a
Tamar Marshall
fan.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you get these displays of emotion on Instagram and such. And so then when it comes time to you actually, you know, work.
What's her zodiac sign?
W-E-R-K.
What's Tamar's zodiac sign?
I just want her to be able to clean this up very nicely versus kind of acting out on social media. Because I just felt like, let's not do that.
Okay.
That's just me.
I hear you. But that is on brand. Let's just kind of take a step back and talk about what's on brand.
Okay.
That is very much the Tamar brand, is to keep the pot stirring. That's what she does.
Yeah.
Remember how they left off last season? She walked out of a pajama party.
She does that.
Remember?
I get it. I just feel like, though, okay, here's the thing. From a viewer's perspective with the show, it's frustrating. You know what I'm saying? Because as you all know, they will drag out something, i.e. this Tony revealing the engagement thing for like the entire season.
Which took entirely.
You know, and I'm tired of WeTV doing that. Like, y'all need to, okay, let's close the loop on something and move on to something else.
I do have a question. From a viewer's perspective, would y'all continue to watch the show if Tamar was intact, like the rest of her sisters? Because I watch for the shenanigans of Tamar.
Yeah, we watch for the shenanigans, but I just think that this sidestepping the issue and just being kind of a no-show isn't helpful to us as a viewer.
But don't you notice most people that always give you advice or always talk about, you know, your problems and your issues when it comes to theirs, they're very, like, reserved because they don't want to face their own reality?
Mm, that's kind of like on Married to Medicine. We covered that show, Rich and I. That's Cupcake, push your mic.
Back. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, away. Why?
Off the table.
Am I
done? Tonight is Cupcake's very first show on AfterBuzz TV. Cupcake, we're trying to get him right. But Rich, that's kind of like on Married to Medicine, how Dr. Jackie, you know, she always had everybody, you know, all the opinions. Mm. But with her, she was very closed off.
Mm. Yeah.
Very closed off.
Yeah, at least she showed up, though.
She did. She never missed an appearance.
We saw her in confessionals and everything.
So Tamar's still getting a check if she ain't showing up.
So here's what I want to say to your point about, well, I watch for Tamar's shenanigans. Tamar and Vince have been extremely blessed with a spinoff series, Tamar and Vince.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You want to see her damn shenanigans, turn on Tamar and Vince. I don't cover that show for a reason.
Yeah, she's
What's
off.
What's the reason?
Because I don't have time for all them damn shenanigans. Shit.
I'm here for the shenanigans.
I said a bad word. So let's get into this most recent episode. So the sixth episode ends with Tracy being on a motorcycle. She's having a grandson or great grand. No, she's having a grandson. Mm-hmm. So now they open up in LA with the sisters meeting at a restaurant. We did not get the name of the restaurant unless you got it.
I didn't.
You didn't.
Okay. I wanted it though.
Tamar's taking selfies, being extra
that
as
drink
usual.
Looked real good.
She got new bangs.
Mm-hmm. And Tony was hoping to make an announcement to everyone, but they were missing somebody. But anywho, Tony suggests that they need to have a baby shower for Tracy, a Madea-themed baby shower. Is that normal? Because I always thought, like, the grandmother might plan the baby shower, but to have a shower for the grandma?
Yeah. She's ODing. I almost feel like she's the one having the baby.
Right.
You know? Mm. Well, like, it's like, becoming about her.
Well, first time grandmothers are like that. Like, it's their first grandbaby. She hasn't been a mother. It's her, she only got one child. So she hasn't been a mother in, what, 21, 22
years? That's a good point. That's a great point.
She's taking over.
But then she shared that Olivia, so those of you guys who are new to the Braxton Family Values, little Kevin impregnated a young lady named Olivia. I don't know what she does for...
when she said that.
How did that happen?
I don't know what she does for a living. I don't know if she's in school. I don't know anything about the young lady. I'm sure she's a treat. But he impregnated...
She's a whole snack.
I don't know. But he impregnated a young lady named Olivia. They are not married. And I bring that up because Tracy wants to be in the room when this young lady gives birth. Mm-hmm. Unless you are my mother-in-law. In-law, meaning we have signed the paperwork and I have taken on your last name. You ain't gonna be looking at my cootie.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that way.
You're not my mother-in-law. You are my boyfriend's mom.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. You can't be all
up
in my stuff.
I just don't
Richie,
know.
We ain't got nothing to say.
You can't be all up in the lady pun.
And let me just say that as we normalize, because I know you guys are gonna jump down my throat, but I think that this is part of the issue right now, and just Black America in general. Mm. We're normalizing the shortcuts, right? And they should get married. You know, if they were to get married before the child was born, then I think she could be in the room. You know what I mean? But this is little Kev's girlfriend. And again, I'm not saying that having children out of wedlock is a bad thing. But I think that we're not creating boundaries for these kids. At every step that they're taking, there are no boundaries. You know, where are the boundaries?
I would have to disagree. I think that if I had a cootie cat And
you ain't got a cootie cat?
No, not today.
What the? You ain't got a cootie cat?
Tucked and rolled, okay?
I thought I saw a cootie cat.
But I feel as though if I had a cootie cat and I was, you know, pregnant by somebody and I wasn't married to them, and their mom wanted to be in the room when I delivered for their first grandbaby, I would think that would be okay. Now, I wouldn't want her, like, in between my legs. She could be on the side, maybe holding an elbow, patting my forehead, putting my braids to the back or something like that. Because
when you're pregnant, you're going to have braids.
You're going to have braids.
You can't
thing
blend
to
that leave out during right. pregnancy.
How many people can be in the room?
Four or five, I believe.
I think it's...
Yeah, I think it's four.
Four or five.
You can't have a bunch of people because mm-hmm. they've got a lot of machinery. But
if it's an emergency C-section, I think one.
Just one.
So maybe Tracy will be in there along with the actual mother.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
The grandmother, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. On her Olivia's mama.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's the case. Maybe everybody will be in there.
I agree with both.
I'm going to be in there too. How about this? How about AfterBuzz TV... freaking live tweet from the freaking birth. How about that?
Wait,
since everybody's invited to her damn giving birth moment,
labor party.
You know, let's just have a push party. Let's have
a labor party.
Hear me out. Let's have a live show. Live from the delivery room of Little Kev and Olivia presenting Baron Braxton, whatever the hell his last name is.
Can we get matching scrubs?
Go home. You go home right now.
But he was so serious.
You go home. This is your first show and your last, damn it.
Oh, no.
You guys, Tawanda has a cock-a-doodle-doo. I love a good
she
cock-a-doodle-doo.
She said it be cock-and-doodling and
doing.
Nasty.
He invisible. I don't believe it.
When are you too old to tongue kiss?
Yeah, because that had me gagging. Thinking about
you should never be too old to tongue kiss. Why are you not using your tongue,
honey? That I use my tongue.
The visual.
Ooh, I'm just saying. I should be using my tongue for the rest of my life.
But not with everybody though. I don't tongue kiss everybody. You can't tongue kiss everybody.
Why are you with them if you can't tongue kiss them?
Well, sometimes you're just with them because the night is, you know. It just happens.
No, know? No, oh, no.
How old are you?
Don't judge me, Sister Mary Clarence.
We learned a lot about you in the last 30 seconds.
Damn.
If you listen.
Bloop to the bloop to the bloop.
What you doing tonight? Hey.
Bloop to the bloop to the
if
bloop.
If you can't
bloop,
tongue kiss them, why you with them?
Message.
You don't tongue kiss me no more.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm just playing.
Don't let me come over there.
Oh my God, Rich! When we were watching the show, I noticed that you seemed to really light up when they showed Trina in the confessional with the shortcut.
Because that's the one I was trying to tell y'all about, but it looked different this time. And I took a picture of it just so y'all would know what I'm talking about.
You gonna post it on your Instagram?
I sure am.
Where can they find you on Instagram?
DJ Richie Scott.
You already know.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm confused.
Let me tell you. The last time we were all convened, mm-hmm. I was talking. I always pay attention to how they look in their confessionals because me, that's when you should look your best.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You got time to get together.
We talked about all the reasons why you should look your best in that confessional. Mm-hmm. So when I see a confessional look that is haphazard, you know what I'm saying? I take note, right? And the last time I saw Trina with this particular look where she had like the short hair, it wasn't pleasing to my eye.
No, it wasn't gelled down on the side. Did you see it was sticking up on the side?
That's what I'm talking about. Who in the room let this look go?
Wait.
Because it looked better tonight.
Wait. Not every edge control solution is created equal.
That's fact.
Okay?
But.
You be thinking the edge control is laying it down, and then 30 minutes later, your edges is popping up.
But can I say something, though? When you are filming a confessional for a reality show, there are usually about 5 to 10 people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me now one person looked at the screen and thought, that don't look right.
That ain't
it's
right.
Lifted.
Now, may I
air control supposed to sit down, not lift. It was
may
lifted.
I just share why Richie knows this? Because Richie was featured on Bravo's TV Stripped that you can still find on demand.
Hey. So make sure you follow
and watch Richie Sky's episode on Stripped on Bravo, which is still on demand. That's why he knows about confessionals, because he was on a reality show. Bloop to the bloop, bloop to the bloop, bloop, bloop.
And his edges was laid the whole show.
Boom.
Laid.
Even when I ain't had no clothes.
He doesn't have edges. Beef. He's bald.
Right what here. Are you talking about?
He's bald.
Do a slick down right here.
Oh,
those
are edges.
What?
Those are edges.
You know, you know what I
thank you, Rich.
Always,
we here.
Do
we
y'all
here.
Be slicking it down? Like, what do y'all do to tame it?
Brush.
Brush, yeah, you brush.
I just brush.
Honey, you just, let me tell you, I know how I slick down beards.
These visuals tonight are killing me.
I'm confused. She was worshiping 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Ashanti, get over it.
Yo, the dreams I'm about to have. Oh
you
my
know
gosh.
I've always wondered how do they pay when they go to a restaurant? Have you ever noticed, like,
you
they
know
go
what?
To restaurants, but it's like you never see them pay. But tonight, Tamar suggested Trina pays. It said the dinner was $900.
God, dang.
What they get?
I don't believe that they pay for that meal.
Yeah, I say, what if it's
and I don't
by the
believe even
network.
If they did pay for that meal that it cost $900.
I'm hoping she was just exaggerating.
I know she was exaggerating. Y'all went to damn Pollo Loco talking about it was $900.
Do y'all think the network covers it?
I believe so.
They have to because for those of you guys who are new to Braxton Family Values, that restaurant setup is one of their marquee scenes. Uh-huh. They always meet in restaurants, so I'm sure WeTV covers that. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's move on. I'm tired of talking about that and your cootie and all that BS.
You started it.
And I'm going to finish it. Everyone goes to Tony's house and is cooking and everything. She wants to share the news, the big news, but she can't. But Miss E damn near spilled the beans because she asked Tony, is this about the date? Mm-hmm. And Tony sure did play that off.
She did a good job.
They need to check Miss E, and I'm going to tell you why. She almost spilled the beans about this wedding situation, the proposal. Uh-huh. She's running her mouth to TMZ.
Oof.
She can't get over the fact that Senior has moved on to Miss Wanda. She needs to be on medication.
I think so.
I'm
she's
worried.
The MVP of the season, though.
She's
stirring the pot.
She's stirring the pot.
She keeps it going. She keeps it going. I do have a question.
You got a lot of questions.
I know.
You can ask about 4 or 5. You ain't been on the show, but damn 20 minutes.
Google
you can ask 5 damn questions. We ain't got but 7 minutes left in the show. What else do you want to know?
Did y'all notice Tracy frying the chicken in a pasta pot?
I saw it.
Oh my God. Okay, I saw it too, and I don't know how to fry chicken. So I was thinking to myself, is that how
Why
you do it?
No. Cast iron skillet.
But I think it's an improv to, like, you know, having a deep
It
prior.
Was a deep,
deep. Okay.
You have
that
to have
that pot looked too
a,
new. That pot ain't supposed to look that
it
new.
It didn't look
new. Chicken.
Listen, Linda. You have to have a pot with a deep a depth for the oil, okay? Oh. So you can submerge the chicken. Ooh. So once it takes on enough flavor and goldenness, it rises. That's why they had that pot.
That's how I fry my chicken.
That's so new.
Yeah, you know,
where you from?
Next week, bring some of your chicken.
Seriously.
This is how you earn your keep. If you want to remain an employee of AfterBuzz TV, you bring fried dish.
Fry us some chicken.
J. Lamar.
I got you.
I'm just messing with J. Lamar. You guys, welcome J. Lamar.
Thank you.
So everybody's at the house, and Tracy starts talking about this damn baby. I'm so tired of Tracy talking about this baby. You're not impregnated. Olivia is. Shut up. But she started talking about baby names. She said, since I'm a duchess, it's going to be a baron or an earl. So those of you guys who are familiar with the royal hierarchy. Do you guys have any ideas for a name? Because I actually like the name of Baron, Braxton, whatever the other name
Baron's
would be.
Not bad. Earl?
I'm not mad about Earl. I'm not mad about Baron.
Baron Braxton,
yeah,
I think would be a really cute
name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Call him Lil BB.
So once again, follow AfterBuzz TV across the board. Hit us up on YouTube, hit us up on Instagram, hit us up on Twitter. Share what should be the name of the next Braxton heir. We would love to know. So Tracy gets in the car and calls up Braxton Sr. and he asks if he's invited to the baby shower. Why do you ask if you're invited to anything? Unless I ask for you to be there, just assume that you're not invited after what you did in Mexico with that large woman.
I don't think he felt like he did anything wrong.
Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't.
That's his woman.
Do y'all feel like it was wrong?
Hell yeah. Because Miss E didn't know about it.
I think it was wrong that he didn't tell Miss E and he didn't tell the girls. I don't think it was wrong for him bringing his wife. But, I mean, she's been his wife for
it's the omission. It is the omission of what's going on that I took.
After how
like, when is she going to be over?
Yeah, when are you going to be over?
If I was Wanda, I wouldn't want to come.
Yes, you would. And I'm going to tell you why. And I made a note of this. The only reason why Miss Wanda wants to come, seniors talking about, oh, Miss Wanda's so close to little Kev and Olivia. Miss Wanda just don't want to cook and she want to eat somebody else's damn food. Because you know Miss Wanda likes to eat. So we got to move on because we're getting short on time. But Tracy and Tawanda go to a place called Nuts and Berries in Beverly Hills. I've never been there. Mm-hmm. And they talk about more about Miss Wanda coming. So let's name the movie. Trina does a scene from a movie. I want you guys to name it.
Color Purple.
Okay. That was it. I was like, "What's she talking about?" But then I remember.
Was that it?
That
was
it. Right by me.
Yes.
That was vicious.
Until you do right by me.
That was actually really good when she did.
You got to do it with the two fingers though, but they got to be kind of crooked. Until you do right by me.
Your finger ain't crooked.
Yes, it is. You don't see that crooked.
It got to be a little limp.
Until you do right by me. So Tony has sisters out for tea. Tamar has the quote of the night. I thought T had champagne, which I did too.
Wait, what are you talking about?
High tea. I never knew
high
that.
Tea. Yeah.
High tea
does.
High tea.
I never knew
high
that.
High tea does.
I didn't either.
So everyone.
Guys, this half of the table is not as classy as
but
this
I'm not
half
a tea
table.
Drinker, so. That's
Jay Lamar,
probably why.
You can stay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just a drinker.
Period.
Yeah, I mean, give me the real stuff.
We know. We know. I never brought a bottle of anything up in here, and Richie didn't want none.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let's not talk about that half a bottle you brought in.
That wasn't even a half.
That quarter of a bottle.
We couldn't get none.
He just got permission to stay. Now he wants to be gone.
We'll have our chicken and our own liquor bottle. Outside
if
of
if you bring in some chicken, I'm eating it.
You get a piece.
So, Tony shares the news, which really wasn't news. How are you going to tell somebody something about an engagement when you've been wearing the damn engagement ring for months?
Like,
I thought this was
new.
Anticlimactic.
So anticlimactic.
And we only been waiting 8 episodes for it.
Right.
But Tamar, once again, she's a mess, but she makes some very, very great points. She said, of course Birdman gave you a canary yellow diamond. Wasn't that clever?
That was.
God, that was clever.
Ring. That was clever. Very.
I'm here for it.
What happened to that boy?
I am here for it.
The other thing that she brings up is the fact that she wants to plan the wedding and other wedding-related events. Hail to the no.
Ghetto Fabulous.
It's not the right time.
No.
It would never be the right time.
She would make it about her.
It would be all about her.
All about her. It would irritate me.
I can't. Mm-mm. First of all, Birdman, as I shared 2 weeks ago, is worth approximately $150,000. You don't need anybody with blood lineage close to you. Hire someone. That's
wait,
just
you
me.
Said $150,000?
$150 million.
Because you said thousand.
I said thousand?
That's all, yeah.
It's so funny because
that's how much I'm worth.
You're telling your secrets.
Boop to the boop, to the boop.
Telling your secrets.
Make it rain. Make it rain. I got student loan debt. Y'all can kiss my
man,
ass.
Man, listen, Sally Mae.
Because I could be worth a little bit more, but
I hope Sally Mae ain't watching.
You know.
I know.
Hey, whatever. F Sally. She know what I'm good for. But Tamar is just being crazy about the wedding plan. Tamar wants to keep up this act of normalcy, mm-hmm. but she's got so much, so many varying elements. I just don't know why she would even open up her mouth. But anyways, Tawanda meets up with Tracy to work out in the park because Tracy really believes in her heart of hearts that she's going to make it to this tour. But we all know that that's not even going to happen.
Since we're talking about it.
You got some news?
I got some. Well, I don't know if it's newsworthy, but it's news. It's sometimes.
Boom, 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 boom.
Sometimes your setback is just the setup for your comeback.
Say that again.
Boom. Word on the street is that now Tracy is going on tour solo. Apparently, there's some mystery TV network that has offered to back her financially to go on tour by herself. Now, my question is...
Cheers to you, Tracy.
Go, Tracy.
How many songs has Tracy got to perform by herself?
The national anthem.
Okay. Some.
Did you see that?
Some covers of her sister's songs.
She's gonna be performing from bar to bar. Okay. $10 cover entry.
Now look. While Staples Center may not be an appropriate venue for such a limited catalog,
Zen Lounge,
AfterBuzz TV Studios would host all of her fans comfortably.
This room right here.
So if you want to come to AfterBuzz TV Studios and host your concert, we have space for you.
That is so funny.
Because Tracy,
it'll be a full house here.
She said,
"I'm coming.
I'll come for that."
Tracy says she's working on her second album, Darling. I don't remember the first.
Yeah, when was the first?
Damn.
But she's touring, y'all, solo.
To what song?
Like, she's the headliner.
Gotta make some money moves.
Richie, I love your tattoos.
Thank you.
I like Birdman's tattoos better. And I'm gonna love his next tattoo. Because Birdman's going to tattoo the date of his wedding on his forehead. Does he even have space? Because he's got a star. I don't know. Yeah. That was really weird. So Birdman calls Tawanda and says that he wants to tattoo the date on his forehead. And then the last thing that happens...
If your man don't do that, he don't love you. If he don't put the date of your wedding on his forehead, it ain't real love.
How many men have you had with the forehead tattoo?
I'm really confused.
That's my business.
So, last thing, Tracy visits Tony at her house, and Tony references her appearance on Bridezilla. So, that's the other bit of news. Tony will be appearing on the next season of Bridezilla. Does anyone have any predictions for next week before we get out of here?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Hopefully, we learn more about this lawsuit being dropped.
Oh, yeah, that. Yes, I'm ready to see that.
I'm ready for that to surface.
I have a prediction.
What's that?
I have a prediction that next week is the last episode for a while.
Oh.
That was a good one. Nailed it.
Maybe Tony will try on a wedding dress next week.
I doubt it. Anyways. listen. Now, I'm not saying Jay Lamar is going to get fired between this week and next week, but we will take a vote. Does Jay Lamar stay or does he go? Let us know on AfterBuzz TV across the board. And you better say he stays. And even if you say he goes, he's staying. In the meantime, you can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram and So McCall Hall on Twitter. Jay Lamar, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Jay Lamar.
And y'all can follow Ashanti's apparent twin, Brittany Q Hill, at Brittany Q Hill on all social media platforms.
And you guys can stalk me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky.
Yo, it's AfterBuzz TV presents Braxton Family Values. And in the words of my co-host Ashanti, it's murder.
It's murder. I can't get my hands to this.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.